something happening, too fired up, too amped up, anything like that, or do you kind of just kind of look at them individually?
Yeah, not really. You know, they're all kind of situational. A couple of them have been third downs, and yeah, I don't think it's anything in particular, so to speak.
Carson, you've had a good start, and a really, really good start. You're winning awards, 3-0 start, everything else. But do you think for you to take your game to the next level, you're going to need to win these close games, especially late?
No doubt. You know, I mean, we all around here, you're kind of sick to our stomach where we're at right now with just all these close games. You know, talked about it after the game with you guys, just it's frustrating to not finish, you know, and we've had chances in every one of these as an offense to go down there and win the ball game or tie it up or whatever the case may be, and it's frustrating. So we all got to do a better job, and that starts with me in those key situations. Oh, we watched it, you know, a couple times. You know, it was tough. It was one of those things, but, you know, we've moved on. You know, we've talked about it. We've repped it. That's a play we've repped a number of times. You know, it was just we just didn't make the play, but, you know, we'll make it next time.
Do you feel like you're still playing at the same level as you were back in September?
I think as an offense, I think we came out obviously pretty hot. You know, I think we were doing some good things, but I think we struggle with consistency. You know, I think that's something that we got to be better with. We got to be better with our details. So I think just consistency and not shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, I think some of those, whether it's interceptions, you know, fumbles, other turnovers, penalties, you know, I think we've had a little bit of everything in some of these losses that we just got to clean up.
Between your chemistry with Zach Ertz this past Sunday versus earlier?
Hard to say. You know, I just think, you know, some of the play calls were kind of more designed for him this week. And, again, the week prior was just kind of what they were giving us, you know. And so last week he was one of the primaries on some of those plays, and, you know, we were hitting them.
You're playing the most prolific offense in the league this week. Obviously you're playing the defense, but is it in the back of your mind that they're going to score some points and you guys have to be a lot more productive?
Well, we try not to put too much pressure on ourselves. You know, honestly, we realize they're a good offense, you know, but we think we have a pretty dang good defense here. So we realize we just got to do our jobs. You know, it's the same thing every week that we kind of preach. It's just go out and execute. And, you know, as you've seen, we've been in every one of these ball games. We just got to learn how to finish and just keep executing.
Talked about the importance of situational football on this level in particular and how that's kind of a learning process. Can you speak to that? What are you learning? What does he mean by that?
You try and learn a little bit from everything, every situation, good or bad, all these games. The biggest thing I think we all just take away is just late in games. You know, I keep saying I sound like a broken record, but it's just executing and finishing down the wire. You know, it's some third down moments. You know when to take sacks at times, know when the play's not there. You know, there's just things to learn all the time. And, you know, I think as a good team, we all got to learn from those. You know, if we're not learning, you know, we're just going to keep repeating those mistakes. So yeah, without a doubt, those are all learning experiences.
Obviously, DGB came in late. You guys didn't have a lot of time. Where do you feel like you are with your chemistry with him at this point?
I feel good. You know, I feel very confident. Obviously, we missed a couple in the game, and the corner made some good plays, and I made some poor throws, you know, more than anything, and didn't give him really a shot. So I feel more uncomfortable with him and where we're at.
Coming out to start a game, do you have to try to work hard to keep your adrenaline in check, and could be contributing to maybe some high throws?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I'm pretty calm demeanor guy. You know, I'm very confident out there. You know, I'm very excited, and I love the game. I'm passionate about it, but at the same time, I'm calm when I need to be, and I don't think that's any of the reason those interceptions have happened early.
When you mentioned, like, the learning experiences that you're getting from all these, you know, late game situations and everything, how much better is it for you to be experiencing that, like, on the field as opposed to kind of, like, watching from the sidelines that, like, put it in the plan originally?
Well, obviously, anytime you're getting the reps, you're getting those opportunities, you know, you're going to learn more. You know, you're actually out there in those situations, so... But at this point, you know, we've learned a lot, and it's kind of one of those things where we're tired of learning some of these things. We just got to go out and execute. You know, we got to go do the job and actually show that we have learned from them.
In these past 2 weeks, it's been 47 pass attempts, 43 pass attempts. Is that a successful formula for yourself?
I think it's kind of just what the defense gives us, kind of the situations of the game. You know, it's hard to say exactly why. I know we want to be a very balanced team, and the flow of the game always just kind of changes. You know, I think a couple weeks ago I threw against Minnesota 20 or something. So it's kind of just a flow of the game type of thing.
A dozen throws on Sunday. down the field, which was clearly more than you've had all season. Was that, I mean, going in, did you think that was the opportunity was going to be there, or was it something that kind of developed as the game went along?
Yeah, I thought we definitely thought the opportunity would be there, mainly because of what New York did on defense. You know, we thought there were some things that we could take advantage of down the field with them. Obviously, getting Bryce out there, getting a speed threat like that was huge for us. But, yeah, we definitely thought just mainly what New York did on defense that we could take advantage of some things. I mean, without a doubt, you know, we love playing here. We love being at home. You know, obviously the goal is to win every game at home. You know, I think it's huge for our confidence, for the city, for the fans and everything. But, you know, we love playing at home, and, you know, we're going to go get it done.
When you look at some of the tape, is there things you see mechanically that you need to correct on some throws?
Hard to say. You know, I think there's some times that it's just mainly with the footwork and just the pocket around me that I could be cleaner. But I don't think any one glaring thing, so to speak.
What comes first? You know, you talked about this before, the chicken or the egg, that, you know, being comfortable with the offense and knowing everything and your mechanics kind of flowing from that, or getting your mechanics straight, and then what has to come first?
They probably kind of coincide. You know, I think obviously you have your mechanics, you're very sound with them, but your mechanics within the offense can change without a doubt. So I think they kind of coincide as you learn and grow within an offense.
In those first few weeks, we kept asking you how you deal with success. How do you deal with relative failure, a few interceptions, a few losses?
The same way. You know, you don't get too high or low. You know, the people in this building, you know, we're the same guys. You know, we're the same guys, win or lose. We're ticked off when we lose ball games. You know, no one likes to lose. And but we don't let it affect how we prepare. We don't let it affect how we approach every day. You know, we're going to approach every day with a championship mindset and attack it and learn from the mistakes, see where we can be better, and just keep getting better. I see, you know, they don't do a whole lot. You know, they're very kind of basic, but they do it well. You know, they kind of like to keep everything in front of you. They have a good secondary. So there's some things we can take advantage of, you know, without a doubt. They got a number of young guys back there, but those young guys are playing good football. So it's one of those weeks we just kind of got to take what they give us and be smart when we take our shots.
Carson, you mentioned Bryce. Was him getting on the field, I think he was only out there for 15 plays. Did you notice that opening up things underneath a little bit, his ability to stretch the field?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, obviously, just recall the big play we had with him, and knowing if they were going to show us that look that we could take that shot. I think going forward, more than anything, I think we've shown now that he can stretch the field, that he has that capability, and I think that will help us to open up some things underneath.
Carson, the dip in offensive efficiency, I think, if you look at it, kind of coincides with the loss of Lane. What has the adjustment been like? I mean, do you feel like that's fair to, you know, to point that out, and what has the adjustment been like?
We felt really confident. Obviously, the Washington week, there are some things we had to kind of iron out, but I think, you know, Big V's done a great job. You know, he's come in, and he's gotten better every week. Really, every snap he's out there, we have a lot of confidence in him where he's at, so we don't think that really has any bearing on the losses.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.